This is St. Louis Public Radio. As protests over Michael Brown's shooting death continue, there's increased attention over out-of-towners intentionally causing trouble. But there's another side to the story. People from around the country have converged on Ferguson to join a peaceful movement here over the 18-year-old's death. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explains why Brown's death touched a nerve that extends beyond Ferguson's borders.
To touch his family right now in Jesus' name.
On a sweltering day outside the Ferguson police station, a dedicated group blesses a late lunch that fuels a protest. This is one of the central hubs where people have demonstrated after a Ferguson police officer shot and killed Michael Brown. They're getting help on this particular day from Kevin, Vicky, and Jay Mattson of Athens, Ohio. The family made a detour from unrelated travels to come to Ferguson. Brown's death hit a particularly deep nerve for the Mattsons. Kevin and Vicky are white, while their son Jay is black. In fact, Jay notes how Brown was only a couple years older than him, which gives him some pause about what will happen when he leaves his college town.
Everyone grew up with me, and they knew what I looked like, who I was, but when I move away, I don't know how other people are going to react to me.
Police have been focused on the riots after dark that they say are mostly caused by out-of-towners. But during the day, there's another group of people from outside of Ferguson's borders that protest peacefully. They're arriving from nearby towns like Florissant, University City, and Hazelwood. Others have come from Detroit, Atlanta, Chicago, and in Lewis Berryman's case, Central Illinois.
If you look around and see what's going on, it's an opportunity to repair a lot of wrong.
So what prompts someone to travel hundreds of miles to get to Ferguson? Some want to support Brown's family. Others want to speak out against what they see as a lethargic judicial process, or an antagonistic relationship between police and African Americans. Then there are people like Chicago resident Corey Hardiman that see the outcry over Brown's death as an awakening for Black America.
When I turn and I look at this Quick Trip, I see a wake-up call.
Hardiman is referring to the Quick Trip that rioters burned down shortly after Brown died. Until it was fenced off on Tuesday, the station was a major drawing point for protesters from around the region and across the country. It wasn't uncommon to see people like Erica Thomas taking pictures of themselves in front of the charred remains. Thomas traveled here from Atlanta. She doesn't condone looting or violence, but she says that the station represents the start of a long-standing movement.
We see this, and it takes me back to years and years ago when, you know, there were riots, you know, trying to fight for us as Black people.
The local reaction to the influx of protesters has been a bit mixed. Some Ferguson residents, like Ariana Robinson, don't like how the demonstrations have altered daily lives. Robinson lives in the apartment complex close to where Brown was shot. She doesn't appreciate how some may glorify the destruction of the Quick Trip.
It's terrible. Where we gonna go? Ain't no stores over here. We gotta go a country mile just to go anywhere now.
From a less practical perspective, St. Louis resident Richard Davis thinks protesters are missing the bigger picture. When he saw me with my microphone, he pulled his truck over to talk to me. Davis doesn't understand how a movement starts over Brown's death, but not when his fellow African Americans are killing each other.
Why don't y'all ask the young people why come they can't just come together for each other in situations like this, other than it has to be a racial thing?
Well, when their actions are seen, but when they are caught, they try to cover up everything.
But demonstrators like Marcellus Buckley appreciate the outside help. The poet from Spanish Lake says the national anger over Brown's death makes sense, especially since Blacks around the country have had problems with the police.
It's not just national news, it's a national problem. It's not just here in St. Louis, it's not just in Chicago or New York, or it's everywhere.
Some protest organizers expect demonstrations to continue until prosecutors indict the police officer that shot and killed Brown. That decision could be months away, which could give people from far and wide a chance to map out the quickest way to get to Ferguson. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.